Got stories to tell?
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours! One, two, three, four! One, two, three, four!
Who took the bomb?
One, two, three, four!
Who took the bomb?
Welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. I cannot wait to connect the dots with you for this week's episode of Girly So Groovy. When I say mixtape, that's exactly how I piece this together. We are going to be genre hopping over the next 2 hours, and I hope that is something that you come expecting here on Girly So Groovy. It's something that I hope you come looking forward to. The first hour is going to be tinged in indie folk rock and country tinged songs. The second hour, we move more into alternative rock, dance. We actually end up doing a full dance party by the end. So that is what I mean about connecting the dots. In this first hour, I've got music on the way from Kathleen Edwards, Margot Price, music coming up from Patty Griffin, Bella White, music on the way from Allison Russell, the Dolly Mama herself, Dolly Parton, in right now. We're going to kick off the full 2 hours, though, with music that is easily making itself one of my favorite albums released this year so far. Memphis Americana singer and multi-instrumentalist Valerie June returned in the spring with her fifth album, Owls, Omens, and Oracles. The new album is a full circle moment, revisiting her indie roots while still pushing forward. It centers on a joyful and spiritual outlook, celebrating growth and resilience, an album that is meant to inspire, heal, and unite people. This is the type of voice Girly So Groovy wants to lift, celebrate, and amplify. Valerie June right now here on Girly So Groovy.
We both know how it goes. I saw the stars told to run away with you. We both find out it's hard to betray the path, trying to make a new start. Married in 19, divorced at 24, three jobs and steel pole. Had to trade a life and dreams for simple little things. Give me the right to sing about the canvas loves in this heart's gone on. My life is a country song. Somebody with nobody's name. Who am I? Nobody just to remember all those who gave. Countless lives in a lonesome grief. My life is a country song.
To that tunnel I went through.
And my reward, my recompense.
Springtime of my present tense.
Springtime of my present tense.
Music right there from the compelling Montreal roots singer-songwriter Alison Russell from her most recent solo album, The Returner. We heard the opening track, Springtime. In the middle, it is a phenomenal indie folk rock supergroup, Our Native Daughters. This group is made up of Rhiannon Giddens, Alison Russell, Layla McCall, and Amethyst Kaya. Four incredible artists that bring pure musicianship in the instrumentation that they carry, but also just incredible voices and incredible point of views for these women in the realm of folk and country. The song we heard is called Polly Ann's Hammer. That is from what I believe is the only album released so far from Our Native Daughters. The album's called Songs of Our Native Daughters, released in 2019 on Smithsonian Folkway Records. And then, speaking of phenomenal indie folk artists, that's where we started the full 2 hours. Valerie June, she has a new album out called Owls, Omens, and Oracles. We heard the song My Life is a Country Song from Valerie June. We're going to keep things moving, building on this indie folk rock vibe. It is the band Florist right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Come ahead, I don't know if I can. So you gotta keep it traced and a nerves frayed as a light blazed through eyes made out of candles. Those lumber trucks kept rolling south with their loads of pines and rumbling sounds. As fast as they could grow, they cut them down. As fast as they could go, the kids left town. And I wonder if there's somewhere the vines reach way up to the sky and go on.
Like people loving money, and I don't know what. what it's all running from. Perhaps the fear of splitting open, showing some parts of yourself that you don't even really want to know. And I've been grieving since I left old Carolina. The bars on my window didn't leave me safe at night. Now I've chased your love, cause I thought it might feel woolen, like Adrian on a damn cold winter's night. Like Adrian on a damn cold winter's night.
When you have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to sit beside a fire, a campfire, strumming your guitar, well then, honey, you tune to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and you, the listener who loves them. That whole set of songs right there, just for me, speaks to campfire songs. We heard music from Calgary, now Nashville-based bluegrass musician Bella White. The song is called Just Like Leaving. It's the title track from her gorgeous debut album. Before Bella White, we have new music from Patty Griffin. Now, Patty Griffin is an absolute treasure when it comes to Americana folk songwriting. For her 11th album, her latest album, Crown of Roses, Patty Griffin approached it as art therapy. Prior to writing the album, fate threw Patty Griffin a slew of obstacles. She was in treatment for breast cancer. She temporarily lost her voice. She struggled with writer's block. She ended a serious romantic relationship, and she became her mother's caretaker in the last years of her mother's life. That is a lot. The album is a glimpse at all of the forces that have recently shaped her heart. Again, the new album's called Crown of Roses. This time from Patty Griffin, we heard the song Way Up to the Sky. And then kicking off the set, it is Tranquil New York Lo-Fi Project Florist with their song Redbird Part 2 Morning. That is from Florist's self-titled album. Lots more music to get to. We're going to continue with this country-tinged indie folk rock vibe over the next half hour. I've got music on the way from Katie Lang, Kathleen Edwards, Fontaine. Again, did somebody at the back, did you say Dolly Parton coming up in the next half hour? Yes, yes. Dolly Mama herself is coming up. But coming up next, it is more new music, this time from another artist that has released one of my favorite albums so far this year, the acclaimed Nashville singer-songwriter Margo Price. She is a musician rooted in retro country and rock. Her fifth album is named Hard Hearted Woman. It's an apt title as Margo Price continues to be an outspoken country outlaw, rallying for women's rights, independence, and setting her own course in Nashville. New music from Margo Price up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Treasure of the mind. I remember I was there from the start. Stepping out with that traveling man. Mama didn't allow me to go in court, and I'd tell her lies that I reckon I oughtn't. Oh, but she'd have given me the back of her hand if she'd have seen me with that traveling man. Spring and fetch you some water. But what Mama didn't know is that I had a plan to meet down there with that traveling man. Now I made plans to run away with that traveling man on Saturday. Well, Saturday's here and here I stand, and there goes my Mama with that traveling man. Running off with my traveling man. Mama, you know you oughtn't have done that. You just like my daddy. He run off before I ever knowed him. You done run off with my traveling man, and I really don't think I ever knowed you either. Oh, there goes my mama with my traveling man. I'm really gonna miss that traveling man.
Honey, you're probably thinking we are kicking it country on this episode of Girly So Groovy. And for that set, you are not wrong. It was back in 1971 that Dolly Parton released her eighth album. The album was called Coat. of many colors. It became an iconic album for Dolly Parton, including that particular track, Traveling Man. In the middle, it is eclectic queer singer-songwriter Katie Lang, who began her career in the 80s as a throwback country singer and has laced that all the way through her career. This time we went back to 1993 when Katie Lang joined Gus Van Sant, film director, when he was making his film adaptation of Tim Robbins' book, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues. He hired Katie Lang to write the full soundtrack. So where I'm going with that, we heard the song Don't Be a Lemming Polka from Katie Lang, which comes from the 1993 soundtrack, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues. And then we kicked off that set with music from Margot Price. As I mentioned, it was just back in August that Margot Price released her latest album. It is her fifth album. The album is called Hard-Hearted Woman. And for a musician who is hard-hearted in all the right ways, stubborn in all the right ways, resists in all the right ways, then it makes sense for Margot Price to name this her album. We heard the song Red Eye Flight from Margot Price. Now, she is touring in support of the new album. In fact, for our listeners on our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit, you can actually catch Margot Price touring through the area this upcoming week. She is going to be at St. Andrew's Hall in downtown Detroit on November 22nd, joined with special guest Rattlesnake Milk. So exciting. The new album is absolutely fabulous. I'm just taking a peek to see for anywhere else in our listening areas if you are going to be catching Margot Price as well. Yes, our listeners in Chicago, February 28th, she'll be at Metro. And then on top of that, that looks like for all of our listening areas where she will be. But again, such a great new album. We will definitely be featuring more of Margot Price with Hard-Hearted Woman on future episodes of Girly So Groovy. Speaking of new country-tinged indie folk rock music, one artist that completely zipped by me, and I am so glad I caught this new album, comes from Ottawa singer-songwriter Kathleen Edwards. For someone who dropped out of music making for close to a decade to open a coffee shop in the Ottawa area, Kathleen Edwards sounds decisive and certain with the music that she has recently released. Kathleen Edwards decided she had enough of the music business after a few grueling rounds of touring in support of her breakthrough album, 2012's Voyager. Then she had her 2020 comeback set with Total Freedom, which showed she still had incredible gifts as a songwriter. Well, 5 years later, we now have the album Billionaire. She found an ally in indie folk rock singer-songwriter Jason Isbell, who co-produces and performs on almost all of the album with Kathleen Edwards. It is definitely a return to sound for any fan of Kathleen Edwards. So that is where we're going to go to next from the new album Billionaires. It's Kathleen Edwards here on Girly So Groovy.
Short fall to the ground when you I think I need
I just learned something completely new from Winnipeg, Manitoba, indie rock singer-songwriter, one-woman project, Fontaine. I've been gay my whole life, and I just when you think you know everything about being gay, you learn something new. So here's where I'm going with it. Just last month, Fontaine released her new album. The album is called Good Buddy. In front of the front cover, the cover art of the album is Fontaine posing in front of a transport truck. Did you know this? I did not, maybe because I'm not a trucker. Good Buddy, the title of the album, is also a CB radio code for being gay. I did not know this. I'm not a trucker. I would love to know if this is true. If it is, it's pretty cool. 10-4, Good Buddy. This is interesting. Every day's a school day, I guess. So what we did just here, where I'm going with all of that, Winnipeg musician Fontaine did just release the new album, Good Buddy, just last month. We heard the title track, Good Buddy. If you like what you hear, you can easily find Fontaine's album on Bandcamp. In the middle, it is also new music, this time from Victoria, British Columbia. Pony Gold is the songwriting one-woman project of Teresa Ann Bromley, an artist who stitches together indie folk rock and Americana in the way that Lucinda Williams or Kathleen Edwards does. The new album is called High Road Reverie. We heard Big in the City from Pony Gold. And then, of course, speaking of Kathleen Edwards, that's how we started the set. Her newest album is called Billionaire. It was released back in August. We heard the opening track. The track is called Save Your Soul. It's the first album in over 5 years from Kathleen Edwards, but I have to say, 2025, for an artist that's been quiet for 5 years, 2025 has been busy for Kathleen Edwards. Not only did we get the new album Billionaire in August, it was back in March that Kathleen Edwards released an 8-song album simply called Covers, cover songs done by Kathleen Edwards, joined by friends like Jason Isbell or Bahamas or Lauren Morrow. Speaking of cover songs, believe it or not, every November we do an annual episode here on Girly So Groovy called Under the Covers. Fall is here. It's chilly. Let's get cozy and comfy under the covers and do nothing but listen to a 2-hour mixtape of cover songs. Knowing Kathleen Edwards has this new covers album out, I will definitely be finding ways to connect that into next week's show. So, speaking of next week's show, that is going to be the full two-hour cover songs. Know that anytime we do, here's what I'm trying to say. If you want to stay in touch with the show, be kept up to date about any kind of special programming or regular programming, the best way to do that is through our social media channels. Find us on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE, or Instagram, easier there, GSG Radio. Every week I post the playlist in print, as well as links to musicians and bands featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and best of all, you can message me any requests you have for the show. If there is a particular cover song that you think we should include, or an artist that you think should be included on future episodes of the program, please reach out to me. I am always open to suggestions. All right, we have lots more music in the second hour, but before we do that, let's wrap up this first. This hour was very kind of country-tinged, indie folk rock. We're going to slide into indie rock, right into dance rock throughout the second hour. But for now, let's wrap up the first hour with new music from Montreal indie folk pop singer-songwriter Common Holly. Her latest album is called Anything Glass. We're going to listen to the song Enough right now from Common Holly here on Girly So Groovy.
I don't think that what I do is enough, but maybe it's enough. I don't think that what I do is trial, a tall ambition. I don't think that what we want is finite, but maybe that's alright. I don't think that ego is oversight, but maybe that's alright. I don't know what it means to try a little harder. A trial, a tall ambition. I don't know what it means to. I don't know what it means to.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM continue to bring the heat this fall with a stacked lineup of local concerts. At the Broom Factory, you can catch country star Robin Ottolini on November 20th, Virginia DeVegas on November 21st, Queens grad Charlie Houston on November 28th, Stephen Stanley with No Electric on November 29th, Bat Sabbath on December 13th, folk icon Garnet Rogers on December 14th, and local rap hero Slaves